Well, it's 12:40 p.m. Saturday, the 6th of December, in the afternoon. And I'm here at the annual Christmas street fair in our town, held in the precinct, which was formerly known as George Street. Still known as George Street, but it's a destined precinct now. And the Steelyard, which was a famous meeting place way back. Steelyard's all been modernised now. And it's got some fun fairs. A lot of cups and saucers, kit rides for the kids. A hammer, you know, these bung the hammer, hit ring the bell. Helium balloons. Radio Grapevine, which is St John's Hospital. St John Hospital's own radio programme, and they traditionally come here, play good music and say lots of things about Christmas. Santa's Grotto is also here, an inflatable Santa's Grotto. Not sure if it's an inflatable Santa. And the Lothian Borders Army cadets are setting up their stall as well. What should be a fun day, but the weather has turned. Rain was predicted about 12 o'clock and it was drizzly before then, and it's just not nice. There's hordes of people coming down the precinct just now. I don't know why, because normally Santa's procession comes down first from Trafficking Street, top of the town, from the Bombardy School, and the people follow the procession down. But there seem to be about 200 or 300 people all coming down the precinct just now, unless the procession has went down North Bridge Street and doubling back up South Bridge Street to the precinct here. I'd have thought they'd come straight down the precinct. The precinct's got loads of stalls set out for various organisations, groups, and including my wife's one for St Andrew's Hospice, which she's been doing well, to be honest with you, considering the conditions. Not nice at all. In fact, we're fortunate because we arrived early, and the manageress of our new discount store that's opened, clothing, called Something 21, was kind enough to allow us to set up just outside her windows, which is in below an overhang, a big overhang, which keeps us out of the rain. Many other stall holders who came up later are out in all weathers. It's a shame, really. But I guess that's what's happened. Santa must have come down the other way and doubling back up, because the people all came down the precinct all seem to be lining up along the top of South Bridge Street now. It's a... Hello! Great! Oh yeah, it's ironic, you know, this. We had beautiful, beautiful, calm, cold, clear weather yesterday, right up to late evening, and then, well, probably through the night actually, because there was a frost this morning, and then it's all changed. There we go, try and catch a bit of this. The brass band's leading Santa, I believe. Ah, here comes Santa, white horse pulling his sleigh. Ah, it's good to see so many of the kids all dressed up as elves and reindeer and snowmen with carrot noses. Never seen so many umbrellas either at a Christmas fair. It's usually dry or snowing, but rain. Well, there you go. But at least the people have turned out. Poor kids are frozen. But we've got another band coming in, some fancy dancers on stilts. Looking like a snow queen, I guess, you'd say. Yeah, good for you, hen. Ah, she's good in her stilts. My God, can she move? Well done up as well. Hello! That's Reed Band. And the procession all piles into the steel yard, round the Santa's grotto, no doubt. Ah, they're actually doubling back up the precinct. Oh, stopped right at Mary's stop. I think the torchlight procession will be a bit damped out, but there you go. As long as the spirit's there, isn't it? That's all that matters. So, I'll leave it. Oh, Santa's head, he's lost his hat. He doesn't realise he's lost his hat. My God. I'll tell you, I have to say, that's the purest wig I've ever seen in my life. Anyway, it's okay for me to laugh, isn't it? So, looks like we're going to get some music right across from Mary's stand. She's just behind me, you'll hear her laughing away. Talk to some friends she knows. Hopefully the crowds will persist throughout the day, so it's a totally successful day for St Andrew's Hospice, I should say, because that's where all proceeds are going to. In fact, people have already given donations. Just straight donations without taking any of the tombola tickets or anything like that. So it's very good. So I should go and see if she needs a wee hand. Should I do that? Let's go and hear her for a minute. Hiya.
Hiya.
It's Drich.
Oh, it's Drich. Thank you very much. That'll be interesting, that'll be a meet.